This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM every Saturday from 9 to 11. You can catch us on the web at thegrillinguys.com. You can join us on Facebook, Grillin' Guys Facebook's Grillin' Guys. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter if you want to tweet.
You want to tweet?
The Grillin' Guy. Nope, just Grillin' Guy. We've had a lot of fun here. We've got with us right now Shasta from Old World Olive Press. Thanks for joining us, Shasta.
Thanks for having me.
And we've got Mad Dog from 7:30
The Game. Man, I'll tell you.
Got it now.
It only took you an hour and a half to get it right.
He's on it now.
You're on it now. The game, 7:30
The game. It's the ticket.
Lansing Sports Station. The game, 7:30 a.m. Red carpet for you, everyone.
All right. An hour and a half later.
Well, anyway, you certainly have. I love listening. You talk about these teams. I mean, you have some amazing in-depth knowledge on these players. Kind of like
don't
you
say it because they might have to give me a raise sometime.
Oh,
maybe Big Paulie can set me up.
You know,
that's what we're thinking.
Big Paulie can set a lot of things up.
Big Paulie, wise Big Paulie. If you're listening, Mad Dog, bring him to the East Coast.
Okay, no pandering here.
Sturgeon flags going off.
I wonder how many more of those sturgeon flags have gone off.
I can throw the spear.
We are up at bucket now.
We
Chops falling into the lake. Sorry, Randy.
It's 1 inch now, the ice.
We're on Black Lake for sturgeon season unplugged. It's a one-time event every year for 3 or 4 days that the DNR lets these guys kill a couple of those 2,000 or 3,000 sturgeon that are in the lake. They're preserving them for the native tribes. Anyway, I don't know how that works, but the casino's got a hook on this lake somehow.
They are no pun intended.
They are pretty gruesome looking, like dinosaurs. Look at that one up there on the wall.
I want to talk to Shasta just a little bit here about this brie recipe I came up with.
Yeah.
I was trying to find some cool things for the game tomorrow, and what we love to do, honestly, we love putting a little brie on the grill or in the oven, depending on how nasty it is outside, and getting it hot, and, you know, depending on the, you know, what you've got to go with it. But typically we like a Vienna bread or a nice tough, hard roll or some hard bread.
Nice crusty coating on it.
And there's a lot of ways to go with the drizzle or whatever you want to put on it, but brie has to have something with it.
With it.
You know, I love like a nice hot raspberry syrup on it or
this one here you came up with the dark chocolate balsamic. I have to say I'm very impressed with this recipe.
Is that right?
You said to me, hey, can you bring some recipes along? And I brought a few, but none of them really compare to what you came up with on your own.
Well, you know, I'm looking at recipes all the time, and sometimes I see one, I don't like it, and I see another one, I don't like it, and I like this about it, and I like that about it. And this is really just a collage.
Yeah.
It's a group of ingredients that I pulled together from just kind of spying on other people's recipes and picking what I liked. And
that's okay.
And I'm going to make it tomorrow. I have not made this one yet. But
I think it's going to be a winner.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
You heat the grill up, right?
Yeah.
350, you heat it up, and you drizzle a little bit of the Arbequina Central Valley, which we've got a fresh batch of that in right now, straight from California. Phenomenal, nice and green, grassy front end on it.
Kind of a buttery taste.
A little bit, yeah.
I substituted what a lot of people do with brie with that Arbequina because it's healthier for you than
it
butter.
Is.
And I thought that might bring out a nice butter flavor. I'm going to put almonds on top of there, and I'm thinking I'd want to put that Arbequina on after I put the almonds down so that they take in some of that Arbequina
as
well.
You sure can.
And it'll give them a nicer color, and that oil on that almond will help it pick up a little more of the smoke out of the grill and some of that char flavor.
You bet. Yep, and you're going to grill it like that for about 15 minutes, the lid down.
Yep.
And drizzle some of that balsamic over it at the end, and you're good to go.
Yeah, about 10 minutes into the gig, you're going to want to put your bread on the grill, maybe wrapped up.
You've
got to be careful when you put bread on the grill. If you've got an open flame, try and do it in an indirect fashion. Because I hate having the black. Yeah, I hate having the
safety measures of grilling.
Yeah, sort of. And how sophisticated your grill is, if you can do indirect on it or not.
Well, that's impressive. man, for Super Bowl, what do you guys do for, like, encores? I mean,
wait till
we can't
later.
Say it
yeah,
on the air.
Sorry, Job.
It's, it, you know, brie is, it's one of the few things from France I'll eat. Just saying.
Ding, ding.
Just saying. Not big on buying imports and, you know, especially from countries that don't let our military do flyovers when we want to bomb Gaddafi, stuff like that. Not that I have a long memory on it.
Well, that anyway. Went a long way with brie.
Yeah.
All right. That covered about 4 minutes.
No kidding.
Okay, so we're going to post this. Actually, the recipe is already on the website, and it's on. You can check it out on Facebook. I see it. It's looking at me right here, and it's brie with balsamic and maple sauce. Now, you had, when I was in your store, Shasta, Shasta and Corey own some stores called Old World Olive Press, as we've mentioned. You've been on the show before. You're now a sponsor of the show. Thank you very much.
Very welcome.
Which is why we invited you up here, because you're paying us to.
The truth is known.
You know, I was in your store the other day down in Monroe Center, and you had a cool maple syrup on the counter. Tell me about that.
You
and
know,
that's what made me... After I saw that, that's when I came up with this recipe.
This recipe that you have, you could come in and grab a bottle of that maple syrup.
What's it called?
It's called Blease.
Yes.
And that is a Michigan-made maple syrup. And I got to tell you, right in Kentwood, he makes it right in Kentwood. He barrel ages the syrup. There's a vanilla flavor and there's a bourbon. And I'll tell you, we can hardly keep the bourbon in stock.
I had the bourbon.
It's fabulous.
You can have bourbon on your pancakes,
you
folks.
You can. I know.
Old World Olive Press. You're on Monroe Center on the corner of...
Well, that would be Monroe Center in Ottawa.
Is that what Ottawa, other right facilities there? You have? What other towns are you?
Rockford, Michigan, Plymouth, and Birmingham, Michigan.
How come you don't come to Mid-Michigan?
We could.
Yeah, you need store in East Lansing.
You could sponsor Mad Dog Show. You
should. Man. Here we go.
You could go to East Lansing.
You could pay me, too.
No, we could do that. Okemos, Hazlitt, you know.
You're listening to the Mad Dog and Grillin' Guys on 107.3. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk just a little bit more about some Super Bowl recipes. We want to get into Mad Dog's take on college basketball. We've got
big
some,
game tomorrow.
Some real
big
cool
game.
Stuff going on in basketball. We are waiting for the first sturgeon to be brought into the 211. We're right on Michigan 211. And
how cool is this place?
We're having a great time. Yeah, it's just wonderful. We're the Grilling Guys on 107.3 FM. We'll be right back.
Is on the negative, you are losing streak. Misinformation is getting ordinary, get your news in me. What's with your hostility? Lies on me. When you're down to the last chance, so tell me who are the black people? So what's your evil?
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.